And so what I want us to do now is to see if there is anyone who would like to share their Fear to Faith worksheet here today for the group.
I'd be glad to.
Okay, Cynthia?
Do you want me to go through the whole thing?
Yeah, let me just kind of guide you through. So kind of what is your current, briefly, what is your current situation?
I'm still holding on to blaming others.
Okay. And how does
judgment.
Yeah, judgment and blame. And how does that make you feel when you find yourself judging and blaming others?
Invisible. Less than. It's right. Kind of like not worthy.
Right.
The
right.
Self-worth is...
right. And so when you do that and you reflect upon it, what do you hope will happen so that you won't be living in a state of blaming and judging others?
To let go and release any and all of the feelings of anger, judgment, or less than.
So your fantasy is that all of these feelings will just be raised up.
Right.
Right.
Gone.
Okay. And so what happens when you turn up to God to build your faith about this condition in your life? What is the quality of God that you want to identify with your healing from this behavior?
Peace.
Peace. Okay. Peace. So peace is your God word. And so what, coming back down then, what is it that you fear will happen?
I'm too attached to him.
Right.
Very much of an attachment. It's been a part of my life for 50 years.
Right. That behavior of blaming others...
Mm-hmm.
You feel that the greatest fear is that you won't be able to become detached from that behavior,
right,
or heal that behavior.
And the blaming of others just turns into blaming myself.
Right.
And so it's
right.
Just that vicious cycle that
right.
Also gives me permission to continue the behavior.
Right, exactly. And so what is the word of error that is behind this condition of blaming others and blaming yourself? What
judgment.
Are you believing in that's not true? Judgment.
Judgment.
Yes. And so then when you are blaming others, or most especially when you find that others have blamed you, what strategy do you engage in to take care of yourself and protect yourself?
Oh, the strategy. See, I put down attachment.
Six, and in terms of and that's true, that the word of resistance for you would be attachment.
Uh-huh.
So what really is happening, that in Cynthia, the belief of judgment has created a circular behavior of judging and blaming others for her circumstances as well as blaming herself. And so her strategy to take care, you know, this is very subtle, but her strategy is that she's attached to this pattern for her survival, that her survival depends upon blaming others. See that?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want to do now is have you stand, and we're going to stand with you and do the releasing prayer so that we get a sense of being in union with you, in support of you, for your freedom. And down at the bottom of the sheet, we see that first in the releasing prayer at the bottom, what I want all of you to bring down for all of your Fear to Faith worksheet, if you haven't done this already, is that you bring your word of error from line 5 down to the first line of the releasing prayer, which is, I release my belief in. And then you bring your word of resistance on line 6 down to the middle line, I release my need to. And then you bring your word of God, the word of faith, from your cloud word down to the last line. And we're going to engage the releasing prayer with Cynthia. And just a couple moments, you know, a couple words about that is that this releasing prayer is grounded in Scripture, and it comes from the understanding of what we know about the mind-body mechanism, that the past, the errors of the past, tend to live on the left side of our being, and what we hope for the future, or how we behave to protect ourselves from harm in the future lives on the right-hand side. And so what we have on the left is our word of error. What we have on the right is our strategy of survival. But just as Einstein said, you can't solve a problem at the level of consciousness that created it. And every issue that you're facing around the table today, that it was created at this level of consciousness, which is the level of the world. It's the way of the world. This is how the world operates. But we are turning away from the world, and we're turning up, and so we move up to that hallelujah posture, and we raise up, we turn to God, we identify with that quality of God, remembering that what we identify with, we become. And not only do we identify with it, but we actually, with our hands, then bring that quality of God down into our hearts to bring it into our own being. And so the releasing prayer, the diagram for the releasing prayers to the left of the prayer there, and that's what we're going to do now with Cynthia. And so, Cynthia, I just want you to just feel your feet on the floor. And when you're ready, we can begin, and we'll join you, and we'll do it three times. And Cynthia's releasing prayer is, I release my belief in judgment. I release my need for attachment. I am grateful. God is the peace that I am. When you're ready, Cynthia.
I release it's my belief in attachment.
I release my need for attachment. I am grateful. God is the peace that I am. I release my belief in judgment. I release my need for attachment. I am grateful. God is the peace that I am. I release my belief in judgment.
I release my need for attachment.
I am grateful. God is the peace that I am. Amen. Thank you very much, Cynthia. I want to point out something here for some of you around the table, that you're ready to go to the next level of the releasing prayer, and it corresponds with what we've talked about today. That the place in which we're working in consciousness is to really resurrect the error that lives in our flesh through the presence of Christ. And so how we would do the releasing prayer at this level of what I'm pointing to now, and only you know if you're ready to do it at this level, and using Cynthia's words, I release my belief in judgment, I release my need for attachment, I am grateful, Jesus, bringing our hands down to the belly, because Jesus went the whole way bringing Christ into the flesh. I am grateful, Jesus, with the hands on the belly, then bringing the hands up to the heart. That's the resurrection, is the peace I am. So what we've done is we're identifying the whole way with peace. And so when you're ready to use that practice at that level, I strongly encourage it. And for you, Cynthia, with this particular fear to faith that has come to you today, that one of the great wisdoms that came through Thomas Troward is that all suffering is a result of our resistance to change. And how our resistance shows up is what we're attached to. And so what you've just proclaimed here is the end of suffering for you. And you've also stated just out of doing this prayer that you're willing for Christ to change you so that you can be that center, that experience of peace that you're identifying with God. So thank you very much. Now, what I'd like to do now is to make a mind map of all of our releasing prayers up here. And we'll just put them all up here so that we can take a look at what we're working with in terms of this room. And so let's just go around here. Mary, what was your word of God?
Love. Word of God, love.
Yeah. And what was your word of error?
Anger. Becoming angry.
Oh, is that your strategy or your word of error?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
yeah. Imprisonment. And then what you do is get angry. Okay. Next, we got Cynthia, so we have peace. The word of error is judgment, and her survival strategy is attachment. Penny?
Love, failure, quit.
Okay, Penny's was love, failure, quit. And next?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Judgment.
Judgment.
Anger.
And anger. Next?
Truth.
Truth.
Worthlessness.
Worthlessness.
Be silent.
Be silent. Next?
Balance.
Balance.
Independence. And rebel.
Balance, independence, and rebel. Next?
Love. Rejection.
Flee. Love, rejection, flee. Next?
Oneness, lack, withdraw.
Oneness, lack, and withdraw. Next?
Oneness, judge, separation.
Oneness, judge, separation. Next?
Wholeness, death, confusion.
Wholeness, death, and confusion. Next?
Freedom, defective, weight.
Freedom, defective, weight. Next?
Abundance, lack, struggle.
Abundance, lack, struggle. Bob?
Joy, rejection, anger.
Joy, rejection, anger. And mine is love, death, lust. Okay, so what we have here is a picture of the inner side of us, of each of us, what's in the room, what we've come to heal, what the areas in which we want Christ to enter our lives so that we can have more of what we've claimed here in our quality of God. So what happens here, this is the truth that we want, seeing with a single eye. If our eye be single, our whole body will be filled with light. Over here in our word of resistance column, what we have is we're seeing into the world with two eyes from the world of duality, and we live in separation. We're separated from the good that we're claiming here with God. And what's here with our word of error is that the word of God is living behind in our soul, but it's obstructed by our word of error. And so we can't see our word of God. We can't experience the life in our word of God. And so in this first column that is our word of God, this is the spirit of us. This is the thinking level. This is the intuition. In terms of the Trinity that Yogananda was pointing to, this is the Father. Then in the middle column is the soul. This is the feeling level. It's the level of the imagination. This is all of the ways in which the error is living in our subjective consciousness. Then over here in the column of our behavior, this is the body level of our being. It has to do with action and doing. And so what we have is that this is the Holy Ghost. This is the Son in us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in terms of the Trinity that Yogananda was pointing to. So if we just look in this room, one of the greatest things of doing this with groups is we start looking under the column of body or the column of our behavior. We see in this group that we have anger, rebellion is a form of anger, struggle. So we've got a whole cluster of behavior, of strategies of survival that have to do with anger. Then we've got all of this withdrawing, separating, fleeing, quitting, being silent, waiting. And confusion is just a way to not do either of these. And in a sense, being attached is a way to not do either of these. But also, you know, so what we see here is that some of us stay and fight and some of us flee. Right back to the basic dynamics of physical survival that's been in the soul of humanity from the beginning. And so what happens is, this is what we want. This is what we think we're believing in, our spirit words, our words of God. But what we're really believing in is in the center column here, our word of error. And this is what we're getting. And so to get through our word of error so that we get something different and get connected to the belief or the quality of God that we're identifying with, we need to heal at the level of the soul. We need to heal the error that's living in the subconscious or the subjective mind or the soul. And if we do the creative process symbol or the science of mind symbol on the side here, we see the creative process. Spirit, soul, body, and these parts of ourself, where these errors live in us, these parts of ourself have not yet been raised up to the light of spirit. So the only strategy we know how to behave out of this belief, it's done unto you as you believe, this is what we're getting. So to get something different, we've got to purify and heal where these errors are living within us. And we do that by first going up to spirit, doing the healing work in spirit, bringing that light of spirit into this darkness at the level of error. And once the error's healed, the need to do this stuff falls away. So what we're going to do now is just a little practice to get more identified with the Word of God that we're claiming and identifying with. So what I want you to do is turn to the next page, and it's page 35. It's my Lord's Prayer. It's the personalization of the great prayer that was given by Jesus. And there's tremendous agreement about the power of this prayer around the world. And right now, in multiple locations around the world, somebody or some groups of people are praying this prayer. Whether it's in monasteries, whether it's in homes, whether it's in 12-step rooms. And so there's just something about knowing that that at any time, night or day, somewhere in the world, somebody is praying this prayer for themselves as well as for humanity. And so what I want you to do is personalize this prayer even more. And you bring your word of resistance, which is your behavior over here, what you do to survive. You put that on the first line there, and lead me not into anger, lead me not into attachment, whatever your word of resistance is. The next line is your word of error, but deliver me from my belief that's not true, my belief in failure, my belief in lack. And then the last line is the word of God that you're identifying with. So fill those in and sign it. This is your covenant in prayer with the Lord, and put today's date. And what I want us to do is, after you have that done, just set your pen down, and we're going to listen to Sue's singing the Lord's Prayer, and then we're going to do simultaneous prayer with each one of us together praying the Lord's Prayer out loud, personalized with our releasing prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory
And so now let us pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread, and forgive me my debts as I forgive my debtors. And lead me not into lust, but deliver me from For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of love forever. Amen.